Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Pelican invites you to take a beach break at one of their coastal locations. Pacific City, Tillamook, Cannon Beach, Lincoln City, and now open in Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Monday, brought to you as always by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to stay game ready with today's Daily Ticker. Reach for your favorite independently brewed Pelican beverage at a store near you. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. Adam Rittenberg will join us in a moment, which allows me time to mention the two things that I'd like to mention in this segment.
Then
we can
sure.
move on to some NFL stuff if we want.
Oh, man, I got NFL stuff.
We got a lot of NFL stuff, and we haven't even cup checked yet, so we still got a cup check. I would like to start by giving a hearty congratulations to the back-to-back Pac-2 champions.
Yeah, go Beavers!
Well done. Did you watch the entirety of the game?
I watched 47.5% of it.
47? Okay. That seems like a good barometer. There's a lot going on that time, 4:30. Yeah. There were some other games, World Series.
I was in a position of not being able to watch. Mm. So World Series, yes.
Sure.
Other college football, yes. Mm. And I thought, well, that's the score, huh?
Okay,
we'll get to it.
We'll talk about it.
And it was exactly what I kind of thought. I'm like, when I saw that score, I went, yeah, that's the game it's going to be.
Look, I'm just saying, look, there's no tanking in college football, so it's not like you're going to get a better draft pick for losing. Just happy for the players. They've been through a lot. It's been a long year. Fans rush the field. Like, what the hell, dude? Have some fun. It's been nothing but pain and suffering, and so happy for the Beavers for getting that win. The follow-up is, Cougs, what are we doing, and do we have an Oregon State problem on our hands? Is this becoming Michigan-Ohio State where it doesn't matter? They're just in your kitchen. You throw out the records. Last year, Oregon State sucked going into this game.
Yeah.
And the Cougs, I want to say we're a one-loss team or maybe a two-loss team going into it. Oregon State wins it. It's like, oh, my God, they won the game? How did that happen? And the same thing happened this year.
College coaches really need to stop this whole, like, letting kickers kick at angles thing. It's been an epidemic my entire life.
It's been a problem.
Center the damn ball. If you know you're ultimately going to be kicking a field goal, center the ball.
Yeah.
The other part of this is they cooged it. They absolutely cooged it. It was
nice
to
lead
see
the
them,
entire game. It felt like,
because the whole beaved it had become a thing.
Sure, you've blown a few this year.
It was glad to see that they cooped it. We've secured the rights to the championship.
Yes, back-to-back titles.
And my nightmare scenario is that the Beavs win four games and Rob Akey's fun and does interviews and people are like,
Don't do it.
We gotta hire Akey.
Don't, for the love of God, do it.
But I will say, quite enjoyed his post-game interview where he's like, back to champs!
That was pretty good.
He's entertaining. That, yes.
They need to make the t-shirts, but they won't because they don't have anybody in that athletic department that wants to make money right now. I digress. One other note, we'll get to that after our guest, Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN, at ESPN Rittenberg on Twitter, is where you can go follow him. Adam, good morning to you. We got a lot we want to talk to you about, including an Oregon-Iowa game. It's all of a sudden very interesting coming up this weekend. What do we do with Mario Cristobal? Like, we were uniquely aware of his ability to lose games he's not supposed to lose when he was coaching at Oregon. He goes to Miami, and now they've spent 4 years figuring that out of, like, hey, they start the year, they look like a juggernaut, And then November happens. How do we make sense of that?
Yeah, it's a pattern, right? And again, he has accomplished a lot as a coach, but you also just wonder, man, what if he was your GM? You know, what if he was just the guy that did personnel, and then you kind of leave the in-game stuff to somebody else? Because, it's happened occasionally in big moments, you know, with really talented roster. I mean, what a shame this would be, guys, if you're a Miami fan, obviously, if they can't make the playoff in consecutive years with this amount of talent on the roster. And especially this year, the way they started the season, you know, with that win against Notre Dame, which holds up. I mean, Notre Dame's a really good team. That still looks like a really good win for Miami. And I know the Florida State one's been devalued a little bit. But, this is not a good situation if you're the Canes. Now they can still finish strong and still make a pretty good case for the playoff at 10-2. But they really don't have a whole lot of margin for error. And, you know, some of the mistakes that cropped up in that SMU loss against a team that, you know, wasn't playing that well offensively, hasn't been at least the last couple of weeks. I know it was on the road, but definitely one that stings, because you look at those two teams and Miami certainly looks like the better team, and they came out with the loss.
Yeah, ACC's a little weird this year, and one team that's been weird in it, Dabo not making the headlines for everybody on a Monday after such a great weekend of sports, but I couldn't help it. Grabbed my attention. Him losing to Duke and then making a joke in front of their athletic director about being fired, and then was followed up and asked, like, hey, were you kind of serious or just joking? And very vague response to that. My co-host threw his name in the LSU coaching candidacy pool, and it kind of shocked me. I'm starting to kind of think, are we going to see Dabo Swinney, according to you, Adam Rittenberg, in a different hat next season?
Ooh. Right. You know, he's not on my list, but I don't think you can rule anything out, especially in a cycle where, you know, more of the top candidates are re-signing with their teams. I have to be very clear, re-signing, not resigning. Had that issue with an editor over the weekend.
Dash in there.
Yeah, right. And certainly, you know, shoot, if Dabo really is available, you're talking about a coach that, is a Hall of Famer, two national championships in recent memory, all those conference championships, including one last season, which was a bit of a surprise. So you're certainly somebody who would be of interest. I just don't know if you're getting, you know, 2018, 2016 peak Dabo Swinney or a different version who, you know, just hasn't really figured out, you know, post portal, post NIL, you know, just how to field an elite team. So I think that's what LSU or you know, Florida or any of these jobs would have to evaluate. I still think Dabo, you know, will be back at Clemson. I think they have to make some philosophical changes there. Because, you talk to people who've been around that program, whether it's guys on the coaching staff or scouts who have been there, there's still a lot of talent. You're going to hear a lot of net names called from Clemson in the 2026 NFL draft in those first couple of days. And so why has it been so hard to put this together? And why are they, you know, in such a bad place defensively now, you know, with so many talented individuals there? So, you know, again, it certainly if you're LSU or whoever, you have to look at it if he really is available. But what type of version of Swinney are you getting at this point?
Yeah, it's hard to tell that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Adam Rittenberg is our guest, senior college football writer for ESPN, good friend of the program, at ESPN Rittenberg on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. When you look at the teams in a pool of a national championship contender, how deep is that pool for you? It's been a very chaotic year. We got Ohio State and Indiana that seem like wagons and maybe aren't going to lose in the regular season, although I want to see Ohio State do it against Michigan at the end of the year. How deep is that list of teams for you?
Yeah, you know, to me, I'm always hesitant to make it. This would be the type of year where you would expand the pool because, again, Ohio State hasn't been tested a whole lot. Indiana is still a newcomer in that playoff stage. They've shown what they can do in the regular season. They can be dominant, but can they do it week after week against comparable or more talented teams in the postseason? Alabama, can't forget what happened to them week one, and they haven't always been dominant. So it does feel like, okay, you can throw them in there. You throw Georgia in there. Do you throw a Big 12 team like a Texas Tech or a BYU, which we'll find out this week, which of those teams maybe belongs in that race? Do you throw Notre Dame? And I just think at the end of the day, when I look at Ohio State, Indiana, Alabama, maybe one of the other SEC teams, whether that's Ole Miss or Georgia, perhaps both of them, it's hard for me to go a whole lot beyond that. Just because I think you're going to see some of these teams fall out of the race here in the next few weeks. A&M certainly has shown they belong in the conversation, but they've also benefited from a more favorable SEC schedule than some of the other teams. Alabama's really been tested to me. And I have a lot of faith in Kalen DeBoer. Don't have to tell you guys that with what he did out in the Pac-12. So I think that's a team that's certainly capable of winning a national championship along with the two in the Big Ten. Maybe another one or two in the SEC, but that's probably where I would cut it off.
Oh, interesting not to hear Oregon involved there. I'm curious what you think on a Monday of Iowa-Oregon. A lot of people excited about this one and have been for about 2 weeks because Oregon's going to a cool place. And, Iowa's a little different than we're used to. What are your thoughts on Oregon-Iowa this weekend?
Yeah, I'm excited to be at the game. And, I saw Oregon a little bit, when they were here against Northwestern, but to actually see them in a full game against a team that's playing really well in Iowa. And I think this is a chance for Oregon to kind of show where it belongs in this conversation because it's not their fault. I mean, their win over Penn State essentially broke Penn State. And now that win doesn't look as good as it did back at the end of September. And they've obviously lost a game in the interim, and they weren't dominant, at least offensively, against Wisconsin in their last appearance. And Iowa's defense is—I didn't think they would get here because of how they started the season, but this is the Iowa defense. I mean, this is how dominant they've been for most of Phil Parker's tenure as coordinator. He's one of the best assistant coaches I've ever seen, and he's been integral to Iowa's success, along with LeVar Woods, their special teams coordinator. And, their offense is not a joke anymore. Are they the type of offense that's going to put up, 40 points against Oregon? I don't think so. But they can, do enough with Mark Gronowski as sort of a run-first quarterback and making smart decisions and can be in this game late. And I just – a lot of teams, guys, covered the Big Ten for a long time. A lot of more talented teams go into Kinnick Stadium and lose. So this is a very, very important game for Oregon, because if they were to lose, it's their second loss. What do they have on their profile? They still have Washington. They still have USC left, but it would become a lot more tenuous from a playoff conversation if they aren't able to get out of Iowa City with the win.
I'm almost just mentally preparing myself for that game of Oregon against Stanford games of years old of it feels like they have 17 linemen on the field the entire time. Now, the difference is at least people show up to Iowa games and it'll be a tough place to play. What do Duck fans need to know about Kinnick this weekend who are going on who haven't made the trip?
Yeah, those folks should be really excited. This stadium is not talked about with some of the maybe the must-see venues around the country, and I don't really understand why. Probably it's because it's not a 100,000 seat venue. But in terms of sight lines, it's really one of the best places to see college football. You're right on top of the field. The distance between the fans and the Oregon benches, they're going to know it. They're going to hear it. There will be some nasty things that are said by some very drunk people on Saturday afternoon. But it is a really fun place to see a game. They do a great job. You have the wave tradition, obviously, with the Children's Hospital across the street. And again, really one of my absolute favorite places to see a game. So I think Duck fans will certainly enjoy that part of it, and we'll see if they are as excited walking out of that stadium on late Saturday afternoon.
Last one for you, Adam, because we appreciate it. College football playoff rankings get released for the first time this week. Where do you expect Oregon to rank in them?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting. Certainly it helped, you know, Georgia Tech losing a game, another undefeated team that might have been ahead of them falling out. You know, Georgia being pretty fortunate to remain a one-loss team. I think it's very possible, guys, that Indiana is the number one team in the committee's rankings tonight. So, you know, that loss at home, even though it was a 10-point loss, I don't think will be looked at as a huge demerit for Oregon. I just wonder how much credit they're going to get for the wins that they have. And again, that's not their fault. Okay, it's not their fault Penn State fell apart. You know, their win against Northwestern on the road is looking better and better. But you're not going to get a ton of credit for beating the team, you know, teams like Wisconsin and Oklahoma State. So I think a lot of it's going to be what's ahead of them. I wouldn't get too wrapped up in where Oregon's ranked tonight, because you go out and beat Iowa, yeah, the way Iowa's playing right now, the Ducks are going to rise in next week's ranking.
Who would have imagined on November 3rd we would have said Northwestern was their best win when that game happened? Man. I would have never thought that.
Crazy season.
In a million years. It's been wild. Adam Rittenberg, senior college football writer for ESPN, at ESPN Rittenberg on Twitter. Have fun in Kinnick this weekend. We always love catching up with you and talking ball, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
You bet. Thanks, fellas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.